Uncomfortable, an Avengers fanfiction by all our heroes. Read by Opal Song,
Parley 42,
and Castlefill.
Prompt. Clint is linked to the kink meme. Shock of all shocks, Loki seeing it leads him to more trauma. This is a companion piece to Fact Checking. Clint wasn't sure who sent him the link, although he'd guess it was Tony or Natasha based on its content. Who else would send him to something called a kink meme? One that revolved around them, no less. How did people even think of these? He also wasn't sure what kept him scrolling other than terrified curiosity. Could he... No, impossible. He studied the prompt closer. Clint suddenly had that itch of danger, grabbing for his gun at its immediacy. He turned slightly, and Loki appeared next to him on the opposite side, laughing.
Really? You and the Beast? Oh my, would that fit?
Nothing as bad as the ones about you and your brother, Clint replied happily, although his gun was trained on Loki. The God of Mischief grinned.
Thor and I?
Clint searched for a large chunk of prompts relating to the two gods triumphantly. His gun never moved as he did. Not that Loki paid it any mind as he leaned over Clint's shoulder.
Thor!
Loki called, still reading in rapt fascination. As his brother entered the room, he tapped the screen.
These Midgardians certainly have imagination. We must try this one.
Clint grimaced. You've got to be kidding me. Thor was leaning in on the other side of Loki, effectively trapping Clint between them as they read prompt after prompt, as well as some far too graphic fills, at least for his taste.
Oh, I like this one. What do you think, brother?
Loki frowned.
Even I am not that limber.
Clint glanced sideways at one and then the other. Are you guys serious? Two pairs of eyes. Thor's confused and Loki's smug turned to him. You two? Looking to Loki first, he set his jaw and changed his focus to his teammate. But he's evil! He said it in a stage whisper, with a hand next to his mouth, as if to shield it. It was sure to bother Loki. Good. Thor slapped him on the back, smiling simply.
Nonsense. Loki has made mistakes. He was misguided, but he is not evil. He is my brother.
Ew! Clint tried to propel the chair backwards between them to be out of their way, but Loki stayed it.
Agent Bartone, we haven't made you uncomfortable, have we?
The glint in his eye was enough for Clint to know that there was no right answer for that. Yes, he gritted out. There was no use lying here. Not to Loki, of all people. Well, godlike beings. Loki grinned wickedly before standing up straight, drawing Thor's attention, and proceeding to pout, his eyes already glistening with unshed tears.
Are you ashamed of me?
The God of Thunder was immediately moving them away from Clint enough to place his hands on Loki's shoulders reassuringly.
Never, brother.
Clint wished he hadn't been staring because Loki was drawing Thor in hand. Yep, there were two gods making out in front of him with wandering hands. Loki groaned into Thor's mouth, and the God of Thunder was pulling his brother back towards his room eagerly. Loki spared a wink to Clint before they were out of sight. Clint sighed and found himself turning back to the computer screen. He immediately cringed and closed the tab. He then had to resign himself to the fact that his room was the one next to Thor's. Good thing Stark was big on soundproofing. It turned out that soundproofing was still not enough when you were dealing with Norse gods, one of whom was very likely trying to be as loud as possible. He imagined how loud it must actually be and shuddered, shoving a pillow over his head. His eyes squeezed shut. Natasha laughed, if it could be called that, and said dryly, "If Loki can't walk, he probably can't cause more trouble." "They're gods, Tasha," Clint moaned from his pillow. "Gods!" She was silent for a moment. "Sounds like you guys saw that link I sent you." One eye popped open. "It was you?" "I found Coulson on it, fixing facts on Captain America prompts." Her lips quirked upwards as Clint attempted to smother himself with his pillow. Meanwhile, Loki actually tired Thor out. For a minute.
The end.
Fact checking. An Avengers fanfic by all our heroes. Prompt. SHIELD agent Phil Coulson is annoyed by how little people know about Captain America on these kink memes. Companion 2. Uncomfortable. Read by
Parley 42
and Cassiful.
Agent Phil Coulson browsed impulsively through all kink memes relating in any way to Captain America. It was a hobby, perhaps one that now bordered on creepy, given that he actually knew the guy, but he couldn't help himself. He might have, maybe, been just a bit obsessed. It's not like he could stop now. They obviously needed his help. Who did these fangirls, of which, yeah, he sort of was one, think they were dealing with? He didn't have the right to correct their grammar and spelling, not that they didn't desperately need someone to. Coulson couldn't help the twitch in his brain as he read through Phil after Phil. There were some, though, ones that Phil was amazed with. They very clearly knew their facts about Captain America. Not nearly as much as he did, of course, but enough that he'd save the links and leave positive comments on them, mostly relating to their accuracy. How many times would he have to tell an Anon that Steve Rogers was born in 1918? Couldn't they do any amount of research on their own? He'd had to say it at least 100 times. He'd have thought they could have at least checked elsewhere in the kink meme first. After all, his age was the simplest of things to find out. It was no secret. Not like his relationship with Tony Stark that everyone seemed to have caught on to. Coulson didn't often bother fixing facts on Iron Man's behalf. Not unless it reflected badly on Cap. For a while, he'd had to straighten facts about World War II as well, but now most requests were based on present day, leading to less error, but it certainly wasn't all correct. Phil Coulson would continue fact-checking whenever there was no pressing need of him, but he'd never reveal Steve's secrets, not as anything but an Anon, anyway. Anonymous replied, "Of course Tony Stark bottoms for him. He's Captain America. Who wouldn't?" The end.
Great. Your facts are very
accurate.
And some fan girl going, "What?
What?
Like, this didn't impact you in any way emotionally." No, just your facts were right.
I approve your accuracy.